About 2 years ago, several students asked the college if they could live together in a house the college owned next to the school's newly created educational garden. Since then, a rotating group of students has lived in the garden house and worked on and lived off the garden. I contacted one of the current students, Will Terrell, to learn more about how they eat local even when it gets cold out. He said the best way for me to get a sense of how they eat at this time of the year was to come and have supper. After I arrived, Terrell and housemates Allison Razzo and Connor Shields went through a shelf covered with the things they spent all summer growing.
More pickles, tomatoes, salsa, black raspberry jam.
So do you guys get really good at sort of combining things?
And, you know,
definitely.
Because otherwise we'd just be eating like the same five ingredients. Really, but we've learned, how to like combine certain ingredients and spice them up a whole lot, but combining different ingredients into that and varying it up any way we can keeps it interesting over the winter.
You'll get that with dinner, so.
Yeah.
I have that in store for you.
Allison Razzo says living in the house has changed the way she eats. It made her realize the reason she did not like some foods was because of where she was getting them from.
It's like, you go, I didn't really like tomatoes that much, but like, I ate tomatoes like from the garden, just picking them and eating them. I'm like, these are delicious. And then if I go to the supermarket and I'm like, that's not how a tomato tastes, or that's not how carrots actually taste. It's different than when you grow them.
So. Will Terrell says Razzo is not the only one who's discovered that locally grown fresh foods just taste different.
It was something we learned this fall. We would have kids from Chicago come visit the garden. And they'd say, I don't like tomatoes.
Yeah.
And they would eat our tomatoes and say, oh, I like that, whatever that is.
That happens more often than not with former non-tomato likers.
Educational and outreach programs are part of the garden program. The college's curriculum also offers several garden-related courses. For tonight's supper, we're having something a bit unconventional, squash and sweet potato tacos with rice, lentils, and Swiss chard. Almost everything was grown in the garden. Terrell says it requires a different thought process to make use of what you have instead of simply going to the grocery store and buying everything that's needed for a recipe.
You can go and you can find a great recipe if you don't have those things, or if you have completely different things that are even better than the things that they talk about. You have to totally change the way you think about cooking meals and assembling meals. You have to run through your head and think, okay, what's in season, what's on the vine, and or what is in the freezer, and how can I make something out of that?
The house's dining room has a large chest freezer filled with okra, beans, and other things grown this summer. A few of the ingredients for tonight's meal, such as the tortilla shells, came from the grocery store. But Terrell says they try to keep what they buy from the grocery store to a minimum. He says they usually spend only around $160 per month at the grocery store for all four people in the house. Connor Shields says it's more work to make meals from scratch, but it's more than worth it for the peace of mind they get.
I really like the satisfaction of eating here because we can boil each of our meals down to like 7 ingredients, tops. Like, you know, like, so if we're doing a stir fry, I know that it's just like rice and tomatoes and beans and garlic and an onion. Not like that and like, you know,
The garden house also has several beehives, an herb garden, and fruit trees to help add variety to the residents' diet. The honey keeps well, and several jars are still left from the summer. The fruit has been made into jams and other preserves that also keep fairly well. They also dehydrate some of the produce from the summer instead of freezing or canning it by using an over 10-foot tall solar dehydrator they call Helios. Monmouth's garden program is adding a 6-acre farm plot this spring that will include a hoop house and an orchard. Will Terrell says they will use the lessons learned from working the house's garden at the new farm.
Yeah, I mean, so the idea is that as the 6 acres grows, the garden program will grow as well. And hopefully we'll get some curriculum to go along with it, we'll get more students involved. We have sustainability scholarships that we give out, 10 each year. Pretty sizable amount, so we're hoping that draws people to the program, and eventually we'll have a gardening and farming program as big as some other colleges. So.
Connor Shields says the additional space will allow them to give food back to the community, and eventually they might even start their own CSA.
All right, let's see.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
I'm Scott Stuntz.